Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's very special team call. My name is Jim Tanner. I'll be serving as your host this evening, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. I want to welcome everybody that's joining us live as we started the call and started the recording. We did a roll call, so we've got folks joining us from all over the country, and as you are, I'm watching the panel as you're still logging in and piling in, so welcome to all of you, and welcome to those of you that are listening to this on a replay. Maybe this was shared with you because you're brand new and you weren't even with us at the moment that we're recording the call. Maybe you, like me, you love to listen to these back again while you're loading and unloading the dishwasher or driving to and from appointments or at the gym. Welcome to you wherever you are, and I'm especially excited for this evening's call. I've got some folks lined up that mean a great deal to me, and we're going to start by staying not just in the Boston area, but we're going to stay right inside of my house, about one floor above where I'm standing and talking to you right now, because we have a brand new book of the month coming in May. Now, we know it's still the end of April. We're going to talk about closing strong this evening. We're going to talk about closing with strength this evening as well. But I want to help everybody to get a little taste and preview of what's coming with our book of the month here in the team in the month of May. So to help me introduce this, please welcome to the call, not just my wife, and she is my wife, and I'm very proud of that, but she's also an assistant professor at Boston University, criminologist, PhD, but also here in our universe, she is a trainer, speaker, and motivator to people throughout Legal Shield. She's a $200,000 ring earner and a platinum executive director. Please help me welcome to the call Dr. Danielle Russo.
Thank you, Jim, and thanks for that great introduction. I am excited to be here tonight, so thank you for having me, and I'm excited to have the honor to announce the new book that we'll be talking about this month. Well, actually in May, which starts Wednesday, but we wanted to get a head start so you have time to go out and get the book. In whatever form you get books on, you're going to read it in hard copy, you know, on your tablet, or maybe you get the audiobook so you can listen to it on your commute, or like you said, Jim, doing the dishes or at the gym. I know that's how I get a lot of my reading and listening done. But without further ado, I will announce that the book this month is going to be Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. And I'm excited about this because I think it'll take a little bit of a different shift in how we're looking at and thinking about things. And I'm really excited to see how everyone responds to this, what you think about it, your feedback. I love Dr. Brown and her work. It actually plays a big part in a lot of the work I do as well. And Dr. Brown has written multiple books now, very reputable author, well-received. Everyone loves her work, but I particularly like it because she bases her work in research. So she's a qualitative researcher, meaning she interviews tons of people and then distills that information down to come up with the wisdom that she shares with us and puts out there. So the researcher in me loves that she is a researcher as well. But she just has a great perspective. And this particular book, as I said, it's called Daring Greatly. And it is actually based, the title of the book is based on a quote that I love and have always loved. It's a quote by Theodore Roosevelt. So I'm going to start us by just reading that quote to you so we get that foundation going forward. And Theodore Roosevelt said, "It is not the critic who counts. Not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly who errs and who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. And so, of course, that's where Brené got her quote for the title, Daring Greatly. And I think it's a great example or kind of intro into what she talks about, because throughout the book she talks about getting in there and being in the arena, being part of the battle, and being vulnerable. And we'll explore vulnerability in a whole new way through this book. So I'm really excited about that. And before we start reading, so probably tomorrow I am going to be sending out a very short survey. I guess I'll probably post it on the Facebook page. You can click on it and answer it, because I want to get some feedback from everyone before we get into the book. So before you start reading, I want you to fill out this quick survey. And then for whoever fills out the survey, I'll also share a reader's guide for the book. And just to end, I want to take a moment to read something from the book. And this is a manifesto, as Brené calls it, that comes out of the book. And it is a manifesto on leadership. And this will kind of give you a little sneak peek, a sense of what she focuses on and what she talks about in the book. So this is Brené Brown's Leadership Manifesto. She says, "We want to show up. We want to learn. We want to inspire. We are hardwired for connection, curiosity, and engagement. We crave purpose, and we have a deep desire to create and to contribute. We want to take risks, embrace our vulnerabilities, and be courageous. When learning and working are dehumanized, when you are no longer see and no longer encourage our daring, or when you only see what we produce or how we perform, we disengage and we turn away from the very thing that our world needs from us, our talent, our ideas, and our passion. What we ask is that you engage with us, show up beside us, and learn from us. Feedback is a function of respect. When you don't have honest conversations with us about our strengths and our opportunities for growth, we question our contributions and your commitment. Above all else, we ask that you show up, let yourself be seen, and be courageous. Dare greatly with us." So through reading this, I think we're going to really dig in to our own vulnerabilities and how we show up, and then also how we can ask that of those around us, of those on our team and of our leadership. So I think this is going to be an exciting conversation. As I said, her work has influenced my work, including the curriculums I'm currently writing and the evaluations I do. So I'm excited to hear what everyone else thinks. But with that, I will turn it over to Jim and expect the survey to be sent out probably tomorrow. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Danielle. And I appreciate you being on and articulating everything that we're so excited about this book and about this, really, this line of thinking, which is not in any way foreign to the leaders in this organization. And I think I just love the title of that, Daring Greatly. I see that over and over again, people daring greatly in their business. We're going to talk throughout the month of May, not just about the book, but about the conversations. We're going to really dig into what comes up for all of us, what we recognize in ourselves, the strength in ourselves and in our teams, and where we see opportunities to grow in ourselves and in our teams. We're going to talk about that as a group and be vulnerable and be authentic and learn and rise together, because that is how we continue to be an elite organization. I'm going to come back later in the call, and I'm going to talk about my personal feelings on how it is that we are an elite organization. I'm going to give you some thoughts about that. I'm also going to talk with you about the difference between joining an elite organization and being elite. So stay tuned for that. As we continue on with the call this evening, I do want to take this opportunity, and I'm going to do this, I promise, without hearing my voice crack or having me lose control of my emotions. But we're about to hear from a gentleman that I consider a friend, a business partner, a colleague, and a peer, someone who is incredibly coachable and who has trusted me and others with his time and his finances. And here's what I mean. When we asked of this gentleman to be somewhere, and sometimes that was in his own backyard, like when we were in Dallas, Texas, not that long ago. But sometimes it wasn't. And oftentimes it was uncomfortable and inconvenient, and yet he continued to rise to the challenge and show up in his business and for his business. There are men and women in Legal Shield today who owe their ability to use this vehicle to change their lives and the lives of others. They owe that to this man you're going to hear from this evening. And I am so proud to bring onto the call and present to you, even though the month is not over yet, we always want folks to get it done before the clock strikes midnight central on the last day of the month. And this gentleman did. This is a new executive director in our organization from the Texas marketplace. Please welcome to the call, friend to all of us, Mr. Kurt Jones. Kurt?
Hey, wow. You know, it's hard to know what to say. I've been trying to think of all the things I want to say, but, you know, I didn't know how long it would take until I was actually able to have some kind of introduction like that. I've heard so many people have so great of introductions for them that you've given, and that's been given to you and for you, but to be a part of that, I'm overwhelmed by the things you said. I tell you what, you know, just like you're saying, you know, trying to keep my emotions in check and not, you know, lose it. But, you know, I know there are people that may struggle like I have with confidence and with self-doubt and whatnot. And I tell you, you know, that has been my biggest Achilles heel is being confident in myself, you know, wanting, you know, to achieve this goal, wanting to be, you know, among the other elite who are a part of our organization with Harvard Risk Management and also with, you know, Legal Shield. This is something that, you know, in my head, I'm seeing myself, you know, wanting to be there. You know, I'm on the sidelines, I'm looking and I'm seeing everybody out there, you know, sitting on the main floor at the convention centers, and I'm like, ugh, I can see myself being there. But in my heart, I was like, but, you know, doubting myself, but are you sure you can? You know, and, you know, especially when you have such a dynamic and amazing person in your organization like Adam Thompson, you know, who I recruited and trained and got him started, and now he is where he is and who he is, and I'm still on the sideline, and I'm thinking, man, maybe this is just for certain people, and I happen to find that certain guy, and maybe I'm just the guy that's just going to get everybody else to where they need to be, and I'm just going to be the cheerleader for those guys, and maybe by chance or by, you know, accident, I'll be, you know, where they are one of these months or one of these years. And, you know, because when you doubt yourself like that, you don't really, it's hard to see yourself where you really should be in your heart. But if there's any proof that anybody can do this, it's me. I mean, if there's somebody who knew how to sabotage himself, it was me. And, you know, as soon as I would get to where I thought I needed to be, I would, you know, back off thinking, you know, I don't know if I can do this, even though I know the steps, I just don't know. But there comes a time that you have to realize that, and I had to realize that, time's wasting. I mean, I'm not getting any younger. I got things I got to do, things I need to do for myself, for my kids, my grandkids, for close, dear friends and family-like friends that, you know, need me and need my support and need my presence that I cannot do without this business. There is no other business. There is no other company that can to help you afford the lifestyle and the freedom that you need to be where you need to be and do what you need to do. I mean, outside of this of this amazing business, I am a bus driver. I am a motor coach operator. I work with companies and people and take them from place to place. And though I might have seen a lot of great things around the country, it took up every part of my time that I need. I pretty much have had to live for this company and for somebody else's dream. And if I didn't do that, then I didn't have this, you know, this job, quote unquote, you know, and, you know, so I'm struggling trying to make ends meet with this job while the owner, of course, is, you know, rolling in the dough because he's making millions of dollars in, you know, with the big of a fleet that he has while I'm making, you know, just a few dollars, you know, just to be able to say I have a job. And all along I've got this business that I'm thinking I really need to be doing this full time, you know. And so, but my confidence in myself didn't allow me to, you know, just jump in and have some faith in myself. Though I have the ability, I still had the self-doubt going. Well, as you know, the Lord would have it, you know, and knowing the plans that He has for me, it was almost like saying, okay, if you're not going to do this, you know, my way, I'm going to find a way to get you to do this another way. And so I ended up getting hurt on the job that disabled me from being able to be, you know, to work the hours I was working and do what I had to do. And I ended up having to have surgery in February. Well, it made me have to stay home. Well, that allowed me, once I was able to function a little better with my shoulder, to start paying more attention to my business, because I really had no ability to go back to work. And now, because of that, I'm able to spend more time with my company and put more, you know, retrain myself and start going to all these opportunities every week. You know, I mean, we had our national conference call. I'm sorry, our national international meeting at the in Dallas. You know, once again, I'm in that position of I'm seeing people out there that I want to be with, you know, I want to sit down there with. But at the same time, I'm with other people that are up, you know, we're up in the nosebleed sections, you know, but we're all doing this together. The fact that we are even here and that we're all together, you know, sitting with, you know, my buddy, our buddy, James Paris and his wife, his beautiful wife, and so many others, that we're all kind of sitting together. We're all a family and we're all wanting to be down there. We're all on the same thinking, you know, on the same page, and we all have hopes for ourselves. We have hopes not just for our own success, for each other's success. And I'm thinking, oh gosh, I have to do this. It's imperative. It is important to me that I realize the potential that I have. And so, you know, with seeing everything again, you know, and being a part of this whole thing with, you know, going to the convention and, you know, and not, you know, staying, you know, finding excuses to stay home or whatnot, but being and seeing everybody, thought, man, I've got to do this. And so then I started committing myself to going to weekly functions where I was going to the business briefings and the and listening to the millennial trainings and just, you know, going out there. I mean, we've got this thing going every Thursday, you know, in Arlington, where I'm able to go and just listen to different people present our benefits, you know, and show this to new people. And even though I've heard it, there's so many different ways that it's presented that gave me more and more understanding and more confidence. And so then I'm bringing more, I'm bringing, you know, people, and now I've recruited, you know, someone. And so, you know, I'm starting to build my confidence, starting to build my business better. I'm reading more, I'm listening more. And next thing I know, another leg of mine exploded, and which catapulted me to really being really close to being ED. And I thought, okay, no more head games with myself, no more self-doubt, no more, you know, questioning my abilities, no more feeling like I don't belong, no more feeling like I'm not worthy of it. I'm just going to do this. And so I'm thinking God has blessed me and blessed me with an organization that is exploding, and I can't sit there and let myself pass up this blessing that he's putting right before me. And Jim called me to let me know where everything is at and what I need to do. And I said, you know, okay, I'm just going to do this. And started making phone calls everywhere. Literally, I'm calling relatives, I'm calling friends, I'm calling people I haven't talked to in a long time, you know, and saying, this is what I got to do, this is where how I need to get it done, can you help me, do you want to, can I help you, can I help you help me, you know, things like that. And I got it done, and here I am. And I'm proud to say that I'm an executive director. I'm proud to say that I am proud of myself for the first time in long time. And I really am blessed to be a part of this business. I'm blessed for my organization, blessed for my mentor, Jim Tanner. I'm blessed for the Rich brothers, the Richards brothers. I'm blessed for Adam for having been such an example to me, even though I recruited him. You know, it was a trainee who was teaching the trainer, and that's a blessing because it allowed for not only humility but also strength. And also encouragement and pride. I mean, I'm so proud to have such a dynamic person in my organization and to see him and his wife grow to the people that they are and to be the influence that I always knew that he would be and that they would be since the moment I met him. And so I just want to let you guys know there. I know that there are people out there who struggle with self-confidence, they struggle with self-doubt. They wonder if this is for me. They want to give, some of you guys want to give up. You know, you're hanging on by a thread. Maybe you're only here because somebody encouraged you to be here. But I'm telling you, if you don't give up, you will be where I am. You will go further than where I am, as I will go further than where I am. This is not the end. This is just the beginning. This is the new beginning. And as our slogan says, I'm just getting started, and you will be just getting started. So you just go through what you got to do. Make your phone calls. Read your books. Go to your weekly functions. Get on the calendar and find your nearest B2B. Find your nearest function in your local area. This company provides everything you could possibly need to stay motivated, to stay on top, to stay focused, to eliminate your self-doubt. You know, going to these business meetings, I've made new friends, you know, and so I see them regularly on a weekly basis, you know, and we're all supporting each other. You know, I've got people, someone who said, you know, hey, if you need somebody to do a three-way call with, I'm here. Here's my number. He's not even in my organization. He's not even in the richest organization. He's just a person that's in the Legal Shield Association, and he's offering his friendship and his services. That's what our business is about. You will not find that anywhere else. I promise you that. You won't. So since God has put you here, take advantage of the blessing he's given you and use it to your ability. Use it to your fullest. Read your books. Stay on these calls. Go to the functions. Go to the national functions. Go to every function you can. Have a function of your own. Do your PBRs. Do whatever you got to do. But do not let giving up be an option. I had many opportunities to go in that frame of mind to say, you know what, I helped somebody. I'm good to go, and I'll just let him have his moment, and I'm just going to bow out. This might not be for me after all, but you know what? I can't imagine my life without you guys in it. I can't imagine my life anymore without having my Jim Tanner, my Adam Thompson, my Mike and Mark Riches, and everybody else that I've come in contact with that I have grown to love and cherish our time together. I don't want to imagine it, and I'm not going to, because this is my life now. And you all have the ability to have that kinship, that connection, as well as be the success that you are meant to be, that you're called to be. So I just want to say thank you to Jim for never giving up on me. Thank you for Mark and Mike for being such an encouragement and always making me feel like I'm a winner, even when I felt like I was such a loser. Thank you for Adam and Alicia. For being the encouragement and the leaders that they were always meant to be. And before I lose it all together, I'm just going to thank you all and return this call back to you, Jim.
Kurt, thank you so much for your very real, very transparent point of view that I know for sure is helping people. I'm getting texts while you were speaking, the theme of which was variations on, can you just send out this, just Kurt Jones talking so I can share it with people. And so we will do that. Not only will we have the replay of this available, obviously some of you are listening to that, you know it's available, but we will just clip this so that you can have this one moment from tonight's call to share with the team. I hope you get everybody to listen to this. I hope that you listen to this, each and every one of you. Kurt, thank you again. I'm going to let you just hit *6 and mute yourself because I know that you're going to stay with us on the line. But I just want to share a few other thoughts about Kurt Jones. And I know I gave him a great introduction, and he blew that out of the water with his content this evening. But I want you to know that while Kurt was recruiting and nurturing people, while he was struggling with his own belief in himself, which is all totally legitimate, and I don't know anyone who hasn't gone through that, but I just want to make you aware that while he was doing that, people were still getting protected. And so I want to acknowledge that while he was working his way to the moment that we all just experienced, that he did not just sit on the sidelines. He knew he could do more. But here's what he has done is he has dropped in a still pond a pebble, and it created a ripple. As a matter of fact, just today I pulled this up, and I hope you don't mind me sharing this, but just today people have been protected because of Kurt Jones and his organization. Just today, and the day's not even over yet, in Oklahoma, Texas, California, North Carolina, Delaware, Washington, Michigan, Nevada, Colorado, Arkansas, and Georgia. Over the last several years, while Kurt was finding his momentum and his footing and becoming who he was born to be in this business, 3,390 people plus have become protected, sleep better at night, have their rights protected, and are proactively protecting themselves for when identity theft lands on their front door. So congratulations to you, not just for what you've accomplished in the month of April 2019, but the legacy you may not have even realized you were building along the way. And I am also going to stop talking about you so that I can keep my composure for the rest of what I wanted to cover on this evening's call. And what you did, Kurt, by the way, is you set up the rest of the call so beautifully. Because first of all, let's acknowledge that the month is not over. And there are people that can borrow your belief and the emotion you heard so far tonight from Mr. Kurt Jones to finish what you started in the month of April. So for some of you, that means reaching the goal of joining the Mad Streak, making a difference, marketing a membership in the calendar month of April. And I bring that up because you might be brand new. Today may be your first day. You don't even know we have a Mad Streak. You've never heard that before, but we do. We have an incentive program where we draw names for prizes, trips, cool stuff. But most importantly, you're qualifying for those things by making a difference. You're protecting a family. You're helping somebody get Legal Shield for themselves and their families, ID Shield for themselves and their families, and the other protections that we offer. Join the Mad Streak if you haven't already for the month. And for those of you who have, let's continue and not call it a month yet. Maybe for you that's Performance Club, earning 90 Performance Club points. Maybe for you, you're Performance Club qualified, and you're going to go for PC Pro this month and double your bonus. And there's a lot of folks that are just around the corner from accomplishing what Mr. Kurt Jones has accomplished this month as well, and that's Executive Director qualifying or Senior Director qualifying as well. Senior Director and Executive Director are monthly qualifications. And if you need more information about this, I want to let everybody know that in your team website, Mr. Mark Riches has created a new, he basically reshot in our first step training, the compensation plan video that explains how to move up through the compensation plan through each of the permanent levels, as well as how to qualify for Senior Director and Executive Director on a monthly basis, and that is available in the First Step training. It's a compensation plan training. So that is an accurate, up-to-date training that speaks in terms of premium dollars, which, as you know, we switched to on April 1st and going forward. So it is the end of the month, and we have today, and today is not over. We have tomorrow, and we have a full day tomorrow through your Legal Shield, your We Are Legal Shield or Ladies of Justice websites. You can put in business until midnight Central Time on the last day of the month. I know it's earlier for those folks that might want to upload a paper application, but do your best to not use paper applications and the upload system. Use your website. Know for sure that that membership was put in and is getting processed. I also wanted, this is not in my notes, but I when Kurt was talking, I just jumped onto the events page because he was talking about the events, and I mentioned how Kurt Jones has been at everything. I turn around in Texas or Oklahoma or Tennessee or wherever we are, wherever we have a big event in person, he's there. Well, success leaves clues, ladies and gentlemen. Success leaves clues. And so we have a lot of events coming up on our calendar. You can log into your back office and in your toolbar, click the calendar icon and it will load everything. Now, let me start. I'm just going to briefly go over what's coming up. First of all, I'm going to be doing a B2B online briefing this Thursday. That's at 9:30 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, May 2nd. If you're listening to me live this evening, I'm noticing that the Register Now button is not working. So you don't have to text me or post on Facebook that it's not working. It'll be working. Just give me till morning, and I'll make sure that that link is correct and working, and you won't have any problems. It'll be something that you can share with as many people as you'd like. And you may be saying, well, what's so different about this B2B online briefing? Well, it's the same slides. I want to make sure this is clear to everybody. It is the same slides that you see at your weekly briefings live. that you're seeing on Zoom events around the country that are being done. The slides are the slides are the slides. The difference is this. I'm going to be speaking from the point of view of sales or professional selling, which is one of the things that makes us an elite organization. So if you have wanted to be able to present the opportunity of Legal Shield in terms of professional sales, benefit sales, marketing the small business plan, and yes, recruiting people to do the same, and you've struggled with the words, I'm gonna help you with that. I'm going to do that live, and we will make that available on replay as well. We're going to continue to do them throughout the month of May and see how that goes and make those replays available to you as well. But for those folks that would like to be on live with us, 9:30 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, May 2nd. Next, the B2B Roundtable call that Mr. Mike Riches hosts once a month is this Friday, May 3rd, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. You may be saying to yourself, well, why do I need to be on that? I got on this call. I'm a recruiter. I want to build a team. Well, I hope for you to have B2B or business solutions people in your organization. One of my mentors is Mark Riches, as you all know. I've sat at the learning tree of Mark Riches my entire career, but I've also been greatly influenced by Dave Savula and Brian Carruthers. And I can tell you, I can tell you specifically because Brian Carruthers and I have had this conversation where he said half of his override income comes from B2B sales producers. So do you want people in your team calling on companies, opening up group accounts, writing 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 plans in a day? I hope you do. And if you do, you want to be able to speak the language and hear the language. And for those of you, even if you're not in the B2B space where that's not what you're doing on a daily basis, certainly not what I'm doing on a daily basis, it's not where everybody should be, but if it is where you want to be on the roundtable call. If you have people on your team and this is where they want to be, make sure they're on the roundtable call. But if you want to have people on your team that are in this space, be on, learn the language. Learn what it is that they have as concerns and questions. It will make you a better team builder. Also, the employee benefits certification webinar for B2B is Wednesday, May 8th. And that's it for online events. But then I want to make sure, because we have so many new people, I want to make sure you know that this summer, our organization has chosen to align with the two biggest events of the summer. So we talk a lot about the Leaders at All Levels event that's coming up in Salt Lake City in October, but this is going to be the biggest summer in Legal Shield history, and we are lining up to be a part of both an East Coast and a West Coast summer event. People have been asking me, well, do I go to both of these events? Well, for yourself, I would suggest go to the one that's closest to you, or if you want to make a vacation of it, pick the one that appeals to you more, whether that's the location or the content. But have people from your organization at both events. Myself and many of the leaders, we're going to both events to represent our organization so you can send all of your people to both events. You can recruit into both events. We're going to talk more about recruiting in live events in the next coming weeks. But so June 7th through the 9th in Raleigh, North Carolina, that's the East Coast version of the big summer event. This is going to feature Millionaire Club members Darnell Self, John Elizabeth Gardner, Justin Peterson and Nick Odom, and Jeff Bell. And so this is going to be a huge event in Raleigh, North Carolina, June 7th through the 9th. It will sell out. Make sure you register if you're coming. And if you want to recruit into that event, register and get some tickets so that you can give those tickets or sell those tickets to your new people that you're getting to the event. On the West Coast, a little bit later in June, June 20th through the 23rd, another opportunity for Mr. Darnell Self, as well as Mike Humes, and all of Team New Vision coming together for the Team New Vision event in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Palms Casino and Resort. And we're going to be there as part of that. A lot of people don't realize this, but Team New Vision hosts a great deal of people from outside of their organization. Not only are they great trainers and entertainers, but they just put on a world-class event. And so you're going to learn a lot at that event as well. So you get Darnell Self on the East Coast and the West Coast. Some great and incredible speakers, trainers, and motivators. Pick your location, but your goal should be to have people from your team at both of those events. And again, I mentioned that we'll be in Salt Lake City in October. We'll talk more about that as the summer goes on. I want to close up this evening by talking to you about the difference between being elite and joining the elite. I want you to understand, if you're listening to this call and you're part of this team, you've joined an elite organization. You have joined the elite. I hope by the end of the call, you will have agreed that it's not just enough to join, to spectate, to watch other people win. Let me explain to you why I say that you've joined the elite. I want you to just take a look at, and many of you, maybe you don't have the perspective, so let me offer you some perspective you might not have. What is this organization that you're a part of? You know, we're all a part of Legal Shield, and there's no question that's what we're a part of. And let's just think about how huge that is. In my time in this company, where we went from prepaid legal services to Legal Shield, when MidOcean Partners bought the company a handful of years ago, they purchased prepaid legal services. They didn't just purchase it and change the name. Some people looking casually at what we have here might think that. They purchased a company because they wanted the sales force, us. They wanted the network of world-class attorneys and the technology to deliver the services to those customers. And they were willing to pay and did pay $650 million. They took their company private by buying out all of the stock, and the company that was traded on the New York Stock Exchange became a private company owned by MidOcean Partners, a private equity group. Fast forward just a few years later to 2018. That $650 investment leads to a transaction where we become where MidOcean Partners becomes the minority investor and Stone Capital becomes the majority investor. Jeff Bell, our CEO, becomes a board member and an investor. And those transactions make the valuation of our company, Legal Shield, $1 billion. And 1 year later, March of 2019, Jeff Bell announced from the stage our current valuation, $1.2 billion. Now that is just in the last handful of years. So a company that had spent 45 years getting to the point, going through a season of growth, of becoming what it will be. I love how Alicia Thompson always talks about the bamboo. Nothing happens. Seems nothing is happening. Water, water, water. Seems like nothing is happening. And of course, in the case of prepaid legal services, you'd have to define nothing by being worth doing $500 million in revenue every year, being on the New York Stock Exchange. But just that logic of saying, you know, we can't see the momentum. And then all of a sudden, boom, all of a sudden, we have a mobile app. We're no longer just a company with a plastic card and a membership that you can use by dialing a phone, but we are a completely different member experience, where now, as a member of the community called Legal Shield, you have the ability to tap an app and whether that is for some normal legal question or in an emergency 24 hours a day, be on the phone with an attorney and know what your rights are. Have somebody to advocate for you. That's what we have today. Take a picture of a document like a traffic ticket, and it immediately goes from your phone to the law firm, and they get to work on it. I mean, just so many things. I could train on the membership and the company that makes us elite in the world of direct sales. But then on top of that, it's basketball season. Of course, it's everything season at the moment. But, you know, everybody's talking about basketball. Just think of Legal Shield as the NBA. And then you have your team here that you're a part of, the success team. And this is like whatever your favorite team is. If it's the Lakers or the Celtics, just imagine it like that. You have this organization that is winning at an incredibly high level. Let me give you some insight into how the people around you are winning. We are not the largest organization. There are larger teams. Again, if you use that NBA analogy, there's larger teams, and there are teams that have at different times grown faster and done amazing things. But consistently, over the last two decades, Mark Riches has led us to be an organization that has elite status in retention, meaning we write business that stays on the books at the highest level. At the highest level. And not just Mark Rich's rights business that stays at the highest level, but the aggregate, our entire body of associates, that combined book of business, at the highest level. We fast start qualified. We get our newest people paid and promoted at the highest level. We don't just recruit people and throw them against the wall and see who figures it out and does it for themselves. We nurture. We mentor. We sponsor. And because of that, we fast start qualifying new people at the highest level. We help people earn life-changing income at the highest level. Our per capita, when you factor per capita, meaning if you divided our entire associate base by the number of people that earn a six-figure income, we would be number one. Because, again, we're not the biggest team, but in our team, we have the highest percentage of people winning at the highest level, earning $50,000 a year, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, and $400,000, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. We are, without a doubt, in this organization, a group of people that have been trained and mentored and nurtured on a system that allows us to proclaim with great accuracy and great pride that we are the top when it comes to B2B selling. We sell quality business. We sell a lot of it in volume, and it stays on the books. And that is a legacy that started with Mark Riches and went on to his brother Mike, and then went on around the country to so many people. And if I start naming names, I will unfortunately leave out a lot of names. But what you need to know is when you see top people in profiles of success, top B2B people earning high levels, that often, without you even realizing it, they're part of this organization that you're part of as well. You are part of an elite organization. And more than anything, what makes us elite, I believe, as having been personally mentored by Mark Riches and then trying to pay that forward and share it with other people, you hear people say nice things about me. All I'm doing is paying forward what was done for me. When he said things that were sometimes tough to hear, but I needed to hear. But what he did and what makes us elite more than anything else is that Mark Riches, by the duplication of that, all of us as leaders hold a high bar. The expectation is high, and that makes us elite. And when I say the expectation is high, what I mean is that we expect people to win here. We expect people to join and then be coachable. We expect them to follow the proven system, and we expect them to have results. We expect them to produce and protect families and earn a great income while they do that. That's the expectation. And by holding a high bar, we often have people that are uncomfortable. You're going to hear in Daring Greatly as you read or listen to that book, and we discuss it through the month, that the courage to go to a place that you're not comfortable is how you become elite, how you become who you're going to be, how you grow through to where you want to be next. We're going to talk a lot about courage. Another thing that makes us elite and holding that high bar is the courage that it creates in people, that it invokes and that it swells in people as they reach that higher level. It's important to understand that you're part of an elite organization, that you've joined one. But that's different than being elite, and that's what I want to leave you with this evening, is being elite is what you heard from Kurt Jones and what you hear consistent, what you heard from Adam Thompson this morning on our B2B support call this Monday morning. This consistency in wanting to do more for the right reasons. This consistency in wanting to develop their skills in all areas. That they're reading the books and they're listening to the audios. That they're attending the events. That they're being coachable. And then they're learning how to coach others. And that they're being elite. So at the center of what we do, you and I, in this team that we have, is that we have skill. At the center of what we do is skill. And it's skill that we can all develop. Now, we're going to develop it at different times. We're going to become polished at different rates. But at the center of what we do is skill. And the skill that we have at the center is not just some random thing of like skill, like I can ride a bicycle. No, the skill we have is that we can sell a membership. And I want to say this with sincerity, and I want to say this in a heartfelt way because I don't want anybody to think that this means that I believe that other associates are somehow less than. But I do really respect that in our organization that we develop the skill of selling a membership, of doing a sit-down membership presentation, where in other organizations, there can be a culture of apologizing for the sales process where they'll say it's not selling, it's sharing, where they'll say the things like that, that kind of sidestep the process. But at its core, we are an organization of people that can do a membership presentation. And that, by definition, is sales. Now, I do agree that we are educators more than salespeople, because the fact is we're not asking people to change legal plan providers, because most people don't even know that a legal service exists, that it's an option. So we are educating them that this exists for their family, and the same with the opportunity. They don't know that this opportunity exists. They don't know. Like, for 10 years, I told people that they could get a Legal Shield membership because I didn't know that the opportunity existed that it would include me. I thought that you had to be somebody else, somebody better, somebody with more money or education or skills to be able to be involved in this business. People don't know what they don't know. So we are educators. But we are salespeople in that we convey, because sales is the conveyance of emotion. We have to convey the emotion, how we feel as Legal Shield members and Legal Shield associates, and convey that to the other people. And I just want to say this, you know, because it's Monday night. We talk a lot about recruiting. I'm a big believer in recruiting. Recruiting is how we help more people faster. But recruiting is not the opposite of selling. And if you're taking notes, I hope you'll write that down. Recruiting is not the opposite of selling. I hear people talk, and it sounds like that. It sounds like they think that. Like, well, I'm not in sales. I'm in recruiting. But recruiting is not the opposite of selling. They go hand in hand. Because at the center of recruiting is our membership. And there is no opportunity. There is no opportunity if you don't believe in the membership. And you've heard me do my Four Bridges training on calls or at live events. There is, if you don't believe in the service, there is no opportunity to talk about. There are people that join Legal Shield as associates, no question, and they don't believe in the service. But remember, we are an elite group of people. At the center of what we do and why we are elite is because we develop a skill, and that skill is that we can do a membership presentation. We can sell a membership, and sales is the conveyance of our belief in the membership to the prospect. Our belief conveyed, not our hope. We don't hope that it works and then convey that hope to them. They already hope that it works. They don't need to borrow your hope. They need to borrow your belief. So that is the skill that we have. That's what makes us elite. And we can recruit as many people as we want, as often as we want, if we're great at presenting the membership to people, conveying our enthusiasm and our feeling of peace and safety by being members ourselves, by telling our own stories of how we've used our plan. We can not only help people get plans, but we can help them to see themselves on the same side of the table that you're on, telling that story as well, telling their membership stories to other people. I also want to mention, since I'm kind of talking about what it is and isn't the opposite, individual sales is not the opposite of B2B sales. Because I don't know anyone that's a successful B2B seller, and I'm talking about employee benefits, small business plan sales. I don't know anyone that is doing that successfully at a high level that doesn't also sit down with a member and do a presentation, like with a flipbook, which, by the way, a few people have asked me about this. Where do I get the flipbook? Well, you can go into LS Engage, go to lsengage.com, log in, click on resources. That opens up the resources page, and there's folders for every topic you could imagine. And go to the folder that says business briefings, and you'll see that there's a whatever country you're in, US, Canada, UK will be there soon if it's not there already. And you can get a PowerPoint or a PDF, and you can do the presentation from your computer screen, or you can take it to Kinko's, and I get them printed for 10, 15 bucks at Kinko's. I like doing it that way because if anything changes, I only have to print the page that changed. I don't, you know, but if you go and order one from the company that ships them to you, you have to wait for it to get shipped, but you also, if anything changes, you need a whole nother flipbook. So I just like to get them printed out in color. They look nice. I put them in plastic sheets in a very nice three-ring binder. And probably because that's what we did back before we had websites. But you have to be able to do a presentation. And maybe you've got a flipbook or a brochure, maybe however you do it. But you're doing a sit-down presentation. And, again, it's not the opposite of B2B. I hear people say, well, I don't do individual sales. I'm in business solutions. And I say, well, you know, show me your check is what I want to say. But what I know is that they're missing the point. Because so often, we market memberships to individuals. We have a happy member that will now walk us into where they work. And when we sit down with that decision maker at that place, the number one objection the decision maker has is, my people aren't going to sign up for this. And the reason they think that is because their people didn't sign up for Aflac or Colonial or any of these other things at a high rate. So they're thinking, well, this is a waste of time. My people don't sign up for things. But see, the whole reason you're there, it's not just about getting the appointment. It's about this. The whole reason you're there is because one of their employees has the membership, loves the membership, and believes that their coworkers would benefit from having it available to them as well. Think about the power of that. And again, not just in getting the appointment, but conducting the decision-maker meeting. That is how to explode B2B for yourself. So do individual sales. Write memberships to people you know. Get referrals to the people that they know. Stay busy writing individual memberships because they are not less than, and they are not the opposite of. They are at the center of everything else that we do. Being elite is about developing the skill to invite, present, and I'm going to use the word close because it's a universal word and we have a lot of new people on the call. Being elite in this organization is about developing the skill to invite, present, and close. It's three parts of what we do. Invite. How do you invite somebody to a presentation? And make no mistake, because new people often mess this up, and so do veterans. They confuse a presentation with a conversation. See, they try to combine the invitation and the presentation into a conversation, and it sounds something like this. Hey, I've got this thing I'm doing, and it's legal, and it's lawyers, and do you think you'd be interested? And the answer to that, I can tell you, spoiler alert, is no, because that's not a presentation. That's not educating. That's not conveying your emotion in a way that that person can receive it. That's not sales. So our skills, our presentation is invite, present, close, invite. Now, Dave Stavula has the most universal, time-tested, proven-to-work invitation. And if you've never heard it before, I want to make sure that you hear it from me this evening and you know that a gentleman, a man, and he was a gentleman who's no longer with us, traveled this country, built the entire network of live weekly events, left his family in his home multiple times a week to go out there and help us build our businesses. And he did that until the day he died. It is legend that he sold memberships and recruited from his hospital bed to the very end. He loved this business, and he loved to keep this business simple so that we could all do it well. And this was his invitation. He would teach you these three pieces of the invitation. Number one, I've got something I'd like to show you. Number two, it'll take about 15 minutes. Number three, you may or may not be interested. And he would go on to explain this so that we could even understand it deeper. He would say, I've got something to show you. Show is different than tell. Show requires sitting down, coming together, having an appointment, getting some attention. The word show was incredibly important. He would teach us that. He would say, 15 minutes, because people can give you 15 minutes. Even busy people have 15 minutes. They don't have 30. They don't have 60. They might not be able to go to a briefing, but most people can give you 15 minutes. And he said that was key. And you may or may not be interested. Took all the pressure off, both for you and for the other person. So again, the three steps to an invitation, the Dave Stavula invitation. I've got something I'd like to show you. It'll take about 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. And he would go on to say with his great comedic timing that you could mess up the order of all of these and it would still work. You could say, hey, you may or may not be interested. I've got something I'd like to show you. It'll take about 15 minutes. Or, hey, if you've got 15 minutes, there's something I'd like to show you. You may or may not be interested. And he taught that it didn't matter the order as long as you got those three pieces of the invitation together. So can you invite? Yes. Can we keep that simple? Yes. Is there danger in complicating it? Absolutely. Is an invitation the same as a conversation? No. Is an invitation to a presentation the same as bombarding your social media accounts with a link to your website? It is not. It's a human contact. It's an invitation. Next is the presentation. This is where we educate. This is where we convey those emotions about how we feel about our membership and how we tell our own testimonial stories about how it's helped to save us time, money, heartaches, and headaches. We do that presentation in person, yes, and we love to do that. And I love that I think every morning of the people that are across the United States and Canada sitting down over coffee, having lunch, having a quick sit down and doing this meeting and having that presentation done properly with the flipbook. And for some people, that's now because of technology being done over Zoom or other video services as well. It's incredibly cool that we have the ability to be in person and the ability to see each other and to see the presentation materials, and yet we could still be across the country from each other. It can still be personal. And that's the presentation. And again, at its core, learn the skill. We have the trainings in our back office on individual sales, on doing great invitations, on doing great presentations. Chris Evans' training on the presentation is second to none. I hope everybody's seen that video. And the close. And as I said, I'm using the word close because it's universal to everybody. We talk about invite, present, close. What does close mean? Close does not mean techniques that get somebody to do something they don't want to do or shouldn't do. Closing is not forcing or being a high-pressure salesperson. Closing is assuming the sale. And we assume the sale because it would be weird for us to not assume the sale. Think about the presentation. We have this professional presentation, a billion-dollar company, an incredible service that protects millions of people. It includes our member perks program, which can save them money that would far exceed the monthly cost of the membership. It's something we own and that we're excited about. We have our personal stories of how we've used it and how it's helped us. Why on earth, at the end of all that, would you say anything except, where would you like your membership kit sent? Or where would you like us to email you your membership information? Or would you like me to help you download the mobile app to your phone? Or would you like me to sign you up on my website? You see, you have to assume the sale because it's weird to not assume the sale. Because the circumstances around this presentation require that you are engaging the person from the assumption that everybody would get this membership because, by the way, everybody does need this membership. And those membership sales that you do with an invite, a presentation, and a close, doing that, developing that skill, being elite, not just joining an elite organization, but being elite yourself, and doing that work on a daily basis, that leads to B2B accounts. That leads to those people walking you in the door of their companies. It leads to those people that you're selling memberships to referring you to other people that will buy memberships. It leads to those people that you're selling memberships to joining your organization and allowing you to exponentially grow the reach of your business and affect geometrically the number of people that you can serve and protect. Folks, you're part of an elite organization that believes in you, loves you, and knows that you can do more than it feels like you can do. And it's not always comfortable to be held to a higher standard and a higher bar, but it's always incredibly rewarding when you reach those higher levels. I want you to understand, you heard from a gentleman this evening that has not only been coachable and has been willing to do the work, but has believed with his heart and been vulnerable for you tonight that all of you can do it too. And he believes that, and he shared that with you this evening, that if he can do it, you can do it. I say alongside of him, if I can do it, you can do it. And we can present for the next 2 hours testimonial after testimonial of people that came from incredibly dire circumstances. And because they were coachable, because they were willing to follow a system, and because at the center of it they believed in this incredible service and what it means to help other people to get it, that they have changed their lives, and they've been agents of change in the lives of others. That's the business you're in, and it is a noble cause. This is what we do, and it's important that we do it at a high level with great skill and that we're willing to be elite. Thank you, Mr. Kurt Jones. Thank you, Dr. Danielle Rousseau. Thank you all, And I wish you all great joy and service and energy and positivity as you finish up the month of April 2019, today and tomorrow. Goodbye.